Hello, ladies and gentlemen. An addendum to Quick Rant of Truth 23. I was going to mention something, and then I neglected to do so. Quick Rant of Truth 23, just recorded, is titled Firefighters Boston Tea Party Moment, Everyone's Exemption, and More. So in there, I talk about how basically anyone who is against having something forced upon them has a really good argument when it's this thing forced upon them. So go listen over there. But now I want to talk about someone who is religious and is pro-life and how they have the perfect religious exemption. If you're pro-life, then you would be against using fetal tissue in any research. And so there's a fetal tissue cell line that is the basis for most vaccine research. It's not that it's in the vaccine. It's that the research used human fetal cell tissue. So there's your exemption right there if you're pro-life. And I think it's a pretty easy exemption if you're worried about being so authentic and everything with your, you know, religious belief. Like I said, the other one really covers it generically anyway. As far as many of us who maybe are not, quote, religious, but we do have our spiritual beliefs, our philosophies of life, it really covers that. The only thing I'll bring in from that one as that would apply in this case is, and also remember, religious exemption doesn't have to mean that you have to prove that you went to church on a regular basis. It doesn't have to mean that you have to prove that you can recite any part of your holy book. So that's not how that works. And specifically in Kansas, I mentioned this in the other podcast, it is the case that they passed a law under special legislature because the tyrant governor was never going to She was never going to call one. So they did call one, and they said, employers don't get to then ask you and try to get details on whether or not your belief is sincerely held. They don't get to question your own, you know, how sincerely your religious belief that is the reason for the exemption is held. They don't get to go into that. So hopefully that helps. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Catch me here on the Scales of Truth. And remember also, whether it's audio boom, I know some of mine get a little long. I know something that I do when I'm listening to podcasts is I'll see if I can go and deal with 1.2 times speed if it's 10 minutes and I was hoping to only spend 7 or 8 minutes on it, or 1.5. And I, in general, have pretty good articulation. So if you do want to do that higher speed, that works. I know Spotify has that because I've got Spotify. I know the original source for this podcast where I first posted, Audio Boom, that has that. You can speed it up to 2 times and so on. So listen to me on the Scales of Truth here, and it's on Spotify and many other platforms. And listen to me with Kim Schultz over on Chemology 411. Thank you.